Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at the virtue of quenching someone's thirst in Islam. We have numerous traditions about the virtue of quenching someone's thirst. If somebody's thirsty, giving them a glass of water, quenching their thirst. One of these traditions has been narrated from the fourth Imam of the family of the Prophet, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. The Imam says, "Whoever quenches a believer of his thirst, Allah will quench him from the pure sealed wine of paradise." The actual words of the hadith are min ar-rahiq al-makhtum. Right? This is a reference to one of the wines which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, in one of the surahs of the Holy Quran. There's mention of wine in general as one of the blessings of paradise, but this wine is a very special one because it's been singled out and mentioned in the Holy Quran, specifically separately from those other wines. Of course, by wine here, we're not referring to worldly wine, the intoxicant and alcohol, which leads to the intoxication of a person. This is a spiritual drink which exists in the hereafter and is of a different nature than the wine, the worldly wine that is an intoxicant. Right, so the Imam says that if somebody quenches a believer's thirst, Allah will reward him and allow him to drink of this wine from paradise. In the same vein, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also been narrated to have said, "If you have committed many sins, then quench people's thirst time after time." Right. So in the first tradition, we saw that the Imam mentioned one of the positive effects of quenching people's thirst. God will reward you with the wine of paradise. Here the Holy Prophet mentions another effect of this good and virtuous deed, and that is that if you've committed a lot of sins and you quench people's thirst, Allah Ta'ala will erase those sins, right? So like it say that you have done a lot of bad deeds and you want to be forgiven from them, you can quench people's thirst, right? Time after time, meaning continuously do this. How do you do this? Well, one of the ways we can do this is in the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, we can set up stopping posts and give out water to the people who are mourning the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. And this way, this is one of those ways in which we can eradicate our sins. This tradition, second tradition, is interesting because in contrast to the first one, it just mentions, it doesn't mention the believers specifically. It says if you quench people's thirst. It doesn't say if those people, doesn't necessarily have to be believers. It can be anybody. Right, you can still reap the same reward that you would have if the person whose thirst you quenched was a believer. In a similar tradition, the Holy Prophet has been narrated to have said that if a man quenches his wife's thirst, he is rewarded for it. This is also one of the instances of that general law that we talked about in the beginning and which was reflected in the tradition from Imam Sajjad, from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of quenching someone's thirst in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.